Welcome to WP Constellations, a podcast exploration of the WordPress universe, brought to you by Stellar WP. Welcome to WP Constellations, where we here at Stellar WP explore the WordPress universe. And today I am just so thrilled to have our guest is Erin Lynn. Erin is the originator, basically everything, the teacher, the founder of WPointer, and you teach WordPress classes on your side of the world, and you're in Taiwan. I was just in Taiwan for WordCamp Asia, as you were, and our paths didn't cross as much as I had hoped, but it's so good to have you here today. I am so excited to learn about how you teach, so tell us a little bit about yourself. Oh, let me forget. I almost forgot to introduce my co-host. Sorry, John. I know you so well, I forget that you're there. But today, my co-host is John Clark. John, introduce yourself, and then we're going to dive into learning everything about Erin.
Hi, my name is John Clark. I work automation and email for Stellar WP, and we try to do everything we can to keep up with current trends, certain things that are going on, and remain humble in our strategies as the laws and everything else continue to change around us. But I am honored to be here. I appreciate being here and learning more about Erin and WPointer. So ready to go. Looking forward to a good podcast here.
Excellent. So yeah, John and I will be alternating, asking you some questions and learning more about what you do. So tell us what it is that you do and a little bit about yourself, Erin.
Okay. Thank you for having me here today. It was my pleasure. Okay. So I'm Erin Lin. I'm from Taiwan. My native language is Mandarin in speaking and traditional Chinese in writing. So I'm the founder of WPointer, a WordPress tutorial website aimed at beginners within the Chinese community. And I actually earned my master's degree in UI design in the US. So when I began using WordPress in 2011, and for the next 6 years, I worked as a freelancer, designing hundreds of websites for clients. Until 2018, I launched this website as my own web blog, WPointer, and started to promote WordPress and educate WordPress. Yeah, and that's pretty much it.
And you and I had a meeting a few weeks ago where I was just so impressed to learn about how you've created just this amazing WordPress world of education over there. So very excited for us to learn more today.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited too.
Erin, if I could ask, you just described WPointer really well. Could you tell us how you got started? What made you want to start?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, as someone who is very into WordPress, I understand how WordPress is flexible, how it's a flexibility and how I can use plugins to create various websites. So I've always had a dream in my mind. I want to use WordPress to develop my own brand. So I constantly looking for opportunities. And later when I was still freelancing, I noticed my clients often ask the same questions, and I found myself repeating the same answers all the time. So sometimes I gave them online tutorials, but then I noticed those tutorials were too techy to understand because those were written by maybe developers. So I decided to write tutorials from a designer's perspective. So, and also from 2002 to 2011, I was studying and working in the US. Before returning to Taiwan, I remember WordPress was already very popular there. However, when I got back home, I found not too many people in Taiwan know WordPress. And I found it was a really pity. I want to share these great tools to everybody. So gradually it became clear to me that it was a great opportunity for me, combining my expertise in UI design and my experience from freelancing and the situation of the Chinese market at that time. So I decided to start a WordPress tutorial site, especially for the Chinese community, for beginners who are not familiar with programming like me. That's how the beam pointer was born.
That is so cool to, I think it takes somebody who's got a really good vision to look at the community and see how can I help and where's a gap that I can fill. And so for you to create these tutorials, there are so many in English, right? There are YouTube is full of English tutorials on how to start in WordPress, but for you to see the need in your local market is just inspired. So congratulations on that.
Yeah,
One
thank
of
you.
the things, please
No,
continue.
no. I just feel I'm so lucky too. Yeah, at that time, I found that I grabbed the opportunity.
And that's a good thing, right? I mean, to be able to see it and really make a career and a life web from it, that's wonderful. But you offer your courses for free. So how are you monetizing that? I mean, you can't live for free. So how are you able to create revenue for yourself to build a career for yourself?
Firstly, I want to say I'm very lucky that I have a husband support me at the beginning. So I don't make much money at the beginning. I remember maybe for the first half year, I don't have any income at all. I just keep writing. And let's say, as I remember when I started blogging, I wrote basic tutorials like everybody does. I wrote like what WordPress is and what's difference between .com and .org and what are the top plugins for a certain area, like everybody does. But then very soon I got a very important feedback from my community. Someone told me that he visited my website and he still didn't know how to get started. It's too overwhelming. Like he didn't know what's essential to look at and what they can keep skip, And that reminds me that I need to do something for to streamline my content. Yeah, so I decided to narrow down my site's focus. As a solopreneur, I aimed first to help visitors easily create their first WordPress site only. I don't do other goal at all. I just want them to be able to create their first website. So I decided to create this free course. I gave it a name called 5-day self-study sprint because people can come and I tell them they only need to spend just 1 hour after work for 5 days. And with my videos, they will be able to create their first WordPress website. Whether it's a blog, a portfolio site, or a shop. And also, at the beginning of the course, I make it very clear to them the course value is very high, not free, okay? Because it was designed based on my years of experience in UI design. But however, I don't charge them. Instead, I recommend hosting services, themes, and plugins that I find useful throughout the course. I earn commissions from those recommendations. I want to create a win-win-win situation for everybody involved. So I was very sincere and honest to them. And I didn't know that it will make them accept this and feel comfortable. And maybe that's the reason this course gets very popular. And it turned out that the affiliate marketing income becomes to my main source of income now. Yeah, does it make sense?
Yes. And I think a lot of people don't understand how you can build your entire income off of affiliates. Do you also, and you are hosting some of your courses on YouTube, is that correct? Or Vimeo, where?
I post videos on YouTube and then I
Gotcha.
embedded those videos to my web pages.
Yes. Are you also, does YouTube also bring you some revenue as well?
A little bit.
little
Not
bit.
that much. Compared to affiliate marketing, yeah, that's not that much.
Gotcha. As we would say, that's the pizza money, right? That's just the play money there. Very good. Well, I am impressed for sure.
Erin, you have a lot of compliments. Students really love how you teach. They really love the fact that you are able to clearly help them get started. And like you said, it can be extremely overwhelming, and you've been very helpful to them. But can you explain any challenges, or if you had any at all, challenges that you went through when you first got started?
Well, I think I have a big challenge, not just when I started, throughout the time, like until now, the biggest challenge to me is the time management. Yeah, because me as a solopreneur, I'm the only person owning this brand. Yeah, and I'm also a mom with two kids, age 7 and 10. As I remember when I started W Pointer, my youngest one was only 1 year old. So I have to figure out how to balance my time. And I have, as a solopreneur, I need to create content. I need to post on social media and reply lots of questions on my Facebook group. Oh, I forgot to mention. During the free online course, I encourage my students to join my Facebook private group so they can keep communicate to each other and learning from each other. But sometimes, when they are all beginners, they are not able to answer questions. So I have to jump in to help them. So I spend lots of time on helping them on Facebook group, but not making money from there. But still, that takes a lot of time. So, just too many areas to take care. And sometimes when I take on too much, my husband will come to me and help me to slow down a little bit. Yeah. And also, you cannot believe I even volunteer as a storyteller at my children's school. So I have to go there to tell story 3 times a week. Yeah, so I have lots to do. So learning how to work efficiently is the biggest challenge. But I want to say one thing that I'm getting a little bit better now because I recently started to learn automation. I just heard John say automation. It's important. I finally know automation is helpful for me. Like to solve this kind of situation. Yeah.
We'll have to get you guys connected after the podcast because
Yeah, I know.
he's the master at automation for sure. You mentioned your Facebook group, and I don't remember. I remember being impressed when we talked before. How many people are in your Facebook group?
30,000 people.
30,000 people. That is an empire,
Yeah.
ma'am. You have built an empire for yourself, and that's it's
I
amazing. And I think you made a good point when you talk about that balance of things and time management. I think a lot of people get the idea that affiliate marketing, you don't have to put time and energy into it. You just put links out there.
know.
But that is far from the truth.
No.
We call
It's
it,
double time, triple
right?
time.
People tend to call it passive income, but it's not really all that passive. There's a lot of work that
No.
you've done to build what you've
Right.
built, yeah, for sure.
The only good thing is you have the time the control for the time. You know,
Yes.
you sometimes you can take a short break, but at the same time when you are taking break, you know next it will slow down the income. Yeah,
Right.
so it's not really passive at all.
Right. Exactly. But you must enjoy what you do. So let me ask you, what has brought you the greatest joy in what you do with teaching others how to build WordPress sites?
Oh, okay. Just like we just like the Facebook group we mentioned. Yeah. when the group has grown to about 30,000 people, And I found myself enjoying managing the group a lot, because when it's about connecting with real people and seeing the cool stuff they do with the tutorial, my tutorials, and I really enjoy understand their life or their work, yeah. And I even put together their work to showcase their work on a separate website. Yeah, so every time when I check out their site, I feel the sense of accomplishments. And the best thing of this is, whenever I need help in my life, I can always find someone there to help me because they are coming from all kinds of industry. You know, everybody needs a website. So when I need a lawyer, a doctor, or whatever, and they are always there, they volunteer. Yes, I can help you now. So that's the part I enjoy the most. Yeah.
For you to be able to ask those kinds of questions and tap into that network speaks very well of you because you have built those relationships. And I think that that's really commendable. Absolutely. I told you this before when we met. I'm very impressed with what you do and how you connect with community.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else that you would like to share with the broader community or anything that you may have coming up in the future that would be important to share?
Oh, sure. One thing I think of is, even though my tutorials and most of my Facebook group members are Chinese, but everyone is welcome to our world. Whether you want to learn Chinese, see chi how chi Chinese people use WordPress, or look for WordPress related business opportunities, feel free to join us. And also, I'm recently working on W Pointer Academy. Yeah, as I told Michelle last time. Yeah, and it will be a paid platform for WordPress learning. We plan to have meetups, webinars, and sell courses there. And if anyone is interested in giving a short talk or demo in our events, please contact me. No problem.
That's wonderful. I think that's great to incorporate more people. I also love how the internet allows us to bridge language barriers sometimes. So, like, I go to your website and Google says, "Would you like to see this in English?" And I say, "Yes, thank you very much." And Facebook does the same thing. So, if somebody posts in a group in a language that you don't understand, you can click that translate button and
I
then you can see,
know.
and then you can also respond and you can respond in your own language and they will be able to translate and see your responses. So, yeah, so just because a Facebook group is in Chinese doesn't mean that you can't be helpful and participate as well.
Right. You are totally right. Yeah, I think it's very in these days and the high technology, we can use them much and help to solve the language barrier. Yeah, it's not that a big problem at all anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody, welcome to join us.
Thank you. When I came back from Taipei, I had picked up a little souvenir at the airport, and I didn't realize I had to assemble it myself. So there was folding, paper folding, and all of this thing I had to do, and all of the instructions were in Chinese.
Oh my
But
God.
I can use my phone to just take a picture and immediately translate to English. And I was able
Wow,
to do,
amazing.
yeah. So I love technology. I'm such a nerd. I just love it so much.
Yeah, I totally understand because we love to buy goods from Japan too.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
although I can understand English, but I don't understand Japanese, so I can understand that.
Yeah, I don't
Amazing.
understand Japanese either. So absolutely, the tools that we have today, so much better than what we had 10 years, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
And
So,
see the,
go
sorry.
ahead.
No, I just think of the WorkCamp Asia. Remember, during WorkCamp Asia, I was very impressive how they cooperate the immediate translation on the
Yeah.
screen. So everybody from different world can understand the English, and it was just amazing.
I love that. Somebody said to me once, if it's in Asia, why are all of the talks in English? And I said, do you know how many languages there are in Asia? So, but
It's unbelievable.
most people attending have learned some English, and they also have the translation on screen. So, but yeah, it would be very difficult to say, we're having it in Asia. We need to speak Asian. There is no Asian
No
language. It's
Asian.
all of the languages, so many languages.
Right.
So it's
Right.
wonderful. And it's just so great to be able to meet people at word camps and get to know them in spite of sometimes language barriers, because we find ways in our community to overcome those for sure.
And always when I meet people who knows WordPress, no matter what countries you are from, I always feel like you are my family, you know? Like we
Yes.
know each other so long, and because we all love WordPress. That's how much I love WordPress. And when I see Matt Mullenweg at the, on that day, I was so happy. Just it's like dream comes true, you know?
I
Yeah, maybe it's just
understand.
how passionate that I am with WordPress, and I show it to my audience, and everybody feel that, and that's how Word W Pointer grow, make W Pointer grow.
Yeah, I love that. So, if people are interested in learning more about W Pointer, your Facebook group, and you, how do we find you online? Through all the social channels and your websites.
Okay. So, if anybody is interested, please simply visit wpointer.com. And at the bottom of my site, I have listed all the channels. You can find my Facebook group through my Facebook fan page as well. And if you would like to talk to me, you can send a message to my Facebook fan page and I will receive it.
Perfect. Excellent.
Okay.
And I will get all of those links from you and from your website. We will put them in the show notes here, including a transcript of today's episode, which then can be translated because it's on the web for all of your Chinese followers as well.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I really
So
appreciate it.
it's my pleasure. So anybody listening, go to stellarwp.com. Find our podcast and Aaron's episode, and we will have all of the information there for you.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much for
Yeah, thank you for
thank you,
being
Michelle. Thank you,
here.
John. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's so wonderful to have you here today. Thank you for taking the time to spend with us today. And thank you, John, for being the co-host you're so good at this. I'm always happy to have you on the screen with me. So thank you. Thank you both very much and for being here. We'll see everybody on the next episode of WP Constellations. WP Constellations is a production of Stellar WP, home of the Events Calendar, Learn Dash, Give WP, Cadence, Iconic, Solid WP, Orderable, and Restrict Content Pro. Learn more about the Stellarverse at stellarwp.com.